A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Samach Beis, Yevamos 62, going to be B, pagination 124, but we're going to start at the end of the previous daf. So we're on Samach Aleph Amud Beis, 61B, pagination 122. The Mishnah, towards the bottom of the page, the first of the medium wide lines, states, Lo yivatel odam mipirya virivya, a person should not refrain from trying to have children, elim kein yesh lo bonim, unless he already has children. In other words, there's a mitzvah in the Torah called peru urevu, to have children, to make that effort. And if a person is in a position where it's a decision, in other words, he was married, and the question is, should he marry again? Perhaps his wife died. Question is, should he marry again? So there's a mitzvah, lo yivatel odam mipirya virivya. A person should not refrain from pirya virivya unless he already has children that absolve him of this mitzvah. Likewise, even in a married couple, the effort to have children and timing and whatever else goes into trying to have children, and certainly in our time the prevalent question regarding birth control, is all colored by this question: has the couple, has the man in particular, been mekayim, did he fulfill the mitzvah of peru urevu yet? And the Mishnah concludes in the name of Beis Hillel, zachar unekeva, that what's required is a boy and a girl, male and female. Shene'emar, just like the prototype of Hashem's original creation, Zachar Unikeva Bira'am, that Hashem created male and female, and so too is the responsibility, Peru Revu, of every man. It's interesting that the woman is not obligated in the mitzvah of peru urevu, even though it's a tremendous mitzvah and seen as a tremendous fulfillment to be partners with Hashem in creation, but it's not a mitzvah on women. And some mefarshim say because the fact is that having children rests on her pregnancy and labor experience, and the Torah did not want to require that of a woman. A woman has to want to do it and be willing to do it, but the Torah didn't want to require that of her. The Gemara says, Hayesh la banim, but if the man already does have children, Mipirya Virivya Batil, our Mishnah absolves him of Peru Urevu, trying to have children, but may isha lo batel. But the wording of the Mishnah was very carefully chosen. We do not absolve him of being married. And apparently this was a whole discussion in previous literature, so that when the Mishnah codified it, it was codifying it specifically. We're absolving him of peru urevu, trying to have children. We're not absolving him of being married. Misayeya le Rav Nachman Amashmuel de Omar. This is a support to the view that says, Afa pishyesh la odam kama banim, even if a man has many children, asur lamod below isha, it's forbidden, it's improper for him to be without a wife. Shenemar lo tov hayos ha'odam levado, it's not good for a man to be alone. And this is the way it's brought in halachic literature, that in order to maintain one's spiritual character, it is proper for the man to be married. If his first marriage, which produced the children that he has, is over by passing of his wife or by divorce, whatever the case may be, it is proper for him to try to get married, even independently of the mitzvah of peru revu. And the Gemara mentions that there's a major difference, because he does not have to endeavor to marry a woman bas bonim that can have children, and it's not as compelling an endeavor to the point that we would sell a Sefer Torah in order to get him married if he didn't have children. It goes very far, the level of endeavor. But there is still an obligation for the man to be married that is proper for his spiritual development. Obviously, individual shilus should be posed to a rav and personal mentor. Let's move on to today's daf, Yevama Samach Beis Amid Beis, 62b, pagination is 124, where we find a very important concept regarding this idea that even if a person already fulfilled the mitzvah of Peru Revu, he was once married, nevertheless, if he has been blessed with life, longevity, he should make the effort to continue building and continue doing good. The Gemara, about midway of the thinner lines, the first word on the line is Nasa. In the name of Rabbi Yeshua, the Gemara tells us, Nasa Adam Isha Bialduso, if a man married a woman in his youth, nevertheless, Yisa Isha Biziknuso, if the situation arises that he can get married in his old age, he should do so. Meaning, if the first marriage is no longer active, for whatever reason, it's still incumbent and proper for him to get married. Hayula banim b'yalduso, if a person had children in his youth, yiyulal banim b'ziknuso, he should still make the effort to try to have children even as he gets older. Shene'emar, it's based on a pasuk, baboker zira'es zarecha, in the morning you should plant the seed. Morning in the book of Koheles would be symbolic of the younger years of a person's life. Filo erev, and in the evening, the later years of a person's life, al tanach yodecha, don't remain idle. Ki eincha yodeya, because you never know, eze yichshar hazeh ozeh, which ones will come out good, which ones will really leave your legacy in the world and make an impact. Vim shneim ke'echa tovim, and if both succeed, so how much the better. But a person should try and try again to do positive things. And this attitude, this hashkafa, was critical at a certain point in the future outlook of the Jewish people. We're referring to the time of Rabbi Akiva, whose lifetime reflected the nation. It was a difficult time, and Rabbi Akiva subscribed to this idea and through it ensured the future vibrancy of the Jewish people. As the Gemara continues, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva said, Lama Torah b'yalduso, if a person learned Torah in his youth, Yilma Torah b'ziknuso, he should still learn Torah when he's older. Hayulo Tamidim b'yalduso, the great lesson, even if he has students from his youth, Yiyulo Tamidim b'ziknuso, he should have students in his old age. Shenemar, as the pasuk which we quoted says, Baboker zira'es zarecha, in the morning, in your youth, plant, but also in the evening, you should continue to plant, because you never know which ones will succeed. Amru, it is said about Rabbi Akiva, Shneim osar elef zugim talmidim hayulo l'Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 peers of students, 24,000 students, migvas va'ad antipatris, spanning the entire Jewish settlement, the Jewish communities, v'kula mesu b'perek echad, and they all died at a certain point, mepnei shelo nagu kavod ze bazeh, and that's the concept that we have of the mourning that takes place during Sfira, because that's when these students of Rabbi Akiva died. Haya ha'olam shameim. The world was like it was destroyed. It was devoid of Torah. Very sad time. Atshebor Rabbi Akiva itzo rabosenu shabedorom v'shana lohem. Until Rabbi Akiva went to the rabbis of the south, and he took them on as the students of his old age. And it is from those Talmidei Chachamim that we have Torah, because the 24,000 of Rabbi Akiva's, so to speak, younger years were destroyed and did not live to build the legacy of Torah. The Gemara lists off these great Talmidim: Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua, Veheim Heim Ha'amidu Torah Osa Sha'a. And it is through that transmission that Rabbi Akiva, through these Talmidim, was able to fulfill the legacy of Torah. So we see this concept that even if a person theoretically has fulfilled his obligation, nevertheless, Rabbi Akiva lived with this credo that if you're given life, you should make the most of it and try to continue doing good, especially aware that you never know which endeavor is going to bring the true success. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.